We are here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MACS convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington, where a little foggy out there right now.
The marine layer is going to burn layer, off here yes. pretty quick, and it's going to be really nice.
Troy Stang promised me that the marine layer would burn
Yesterday
off.
Yesterday was beautiful.
It was. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Unusual
and
October.
It looks like it's going to be burning off here. So
for the Pacific Northwest.
It is. We are here with Stacy Weiss Schoenborn from
nice
Central
job.
Willamette.
Yes.
Yes. Credit Union or Federal Credit Union?
Credit Union.
Credit Union.
We're state chartered.
Okay. Yep. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's been that way since 1955, so.
Well, more power to you.
Yeah.
Good job. Hey, speaking of good job, how's the conference going for you so far? I know we're kind of just starting out, but
great. Great. I think this conference is awesome because the Northwest Credit Union Association several years ago merged Oregon and Washington together, and then we most recently also merged in Idaho Credit Union. So it's great now because there's three states coming together to learn and advocate together, and so that's nice. And it gives you the opportunity to meet more people and see what some other credit unions are doing. So that's awesome. We're all doing really good work.
Making this conference even bigger than it already is.
Absolutely.
So good stuff here. Hey, I want to talk to you about, or you presented me with a topic, so the new debit program that was born out of the credit union's financial literacy efforts and gives back to three local high schools. Pretty cool stuff here.
Yes.
Give us a quick overview here. What's this all about?
Okay, so we at Central Willamette, we're a community credit union. We're chartered in four counties. And so as a community credit union, we're completely immersed in making a difference within our community. And as part of that, we feel financial literacy is a huge bedrock for development within the community and continuing to basically raise all ships, if you will, with one productive financial literacy tide. And so one thing that we're doing, born out of our financial literacy efforts, which have been going on for the last 3 years, is the high school debit card program that we started recently. And this is a way for us to continue to give back, continuing to commit to our local constituents, our local members, and the community at large, and make a difference in their financial solutions and financial literacy. And so through these community cards, and we worked on them for about a year or so, meeting with the teachers and the administrators. We were already invested in the schools, and we could demonstrate that with over 1,000 hours of financial literacy in the last year in the schools. We talked with them about the debit cards, and we basically we went to a kind of a win-win. How can we continue to give back to the school, and how can we as a Central Willamette make the opportunity to give them funds that they wouldn't necessarily have without that? And so each of the cards, there's two different districts that we worked with. So, and there's a total of three high schools have their logo. It's a co-branded card. It's an affinity card, basically. And so for each time someone swipes, we're going to give money back to that school, and they can use it however they want
to. So cool. So cool.
That was a long-winded answer.
But hey, really good nonetheless.
Okay.
So what started this? What sparked this idea?
Well, one of the things, as I said, we're already in the schools. We were already vested in the schools. We're already doing everything that we can do in the community from a financial literacy part. Well, let me probably asterisk that. We could be doing more, but right now, this was our entree into the school system, and we feel like we're making a difference. We've also partnered with our local community college, and every new student in the community college has to go through some curriculum that we've designed with the school so that they don't load up on school debt, student loan debt, and that they understand budgeting 101, not normally in the schools.
Wish I had that.
Don't we all? So as part of that, we then looked at what else could we be doing born out of financial literacy. This is how the debit cards came to play. We presented the idea to our champions of our financial literacy, basically the teachers and the administrators, and we asked if that's something that they would want to partner on. And they agreed, and they saw the benefits, and we're just rolling it out. So that is awesome.
Just rolling it out. So how recent is this?
This is as of September 5th.
Oh, my gosh, that is super recent.
It's fresh.
Okay, good, because I was going to ask you about results, and I don't know if it might be too new.
We have about 500 cards already,
and
so it was great. It was also awesome because we were able to parlay that into, we had just rolled out instant issue cards. So any member customer could immediately trade in their existing Central Willamette debit card and then get a high school logo card. Because again, they need that logo card because every time they swipe, we give money back to their respective schools.
Right.
And or any non-member who now understands the value that Central Willamette is giving back to the community and demonstrating this not only with financial literacy but with the actual logo cards can get a new card immediately, which is great. And a lot of credit unions have instant issue. We were a little bit later to the plate because we were going through a core conversion, but now we're super excited to be able to offer it.
Nice. And so when the schools get this money from the debit card usage, they're kind of free to use it in any way possible.
Yes.
New books, new parking lot, new whatever.
Whatever they want to use the funds for. So we were already investing in schools, not only from financial literacy, but also from school grants. And so we had been giving monies to schools to use as they wanted to when their budget shortfalls didn't allow them to do certain programs or they needed just basically supplies, which a lot of anyone that's in education knows that there's a big gap. And particularly in Oregon, we've been improving our graduation rates, but our graduation rates in the state of Oregon are significantly below the average for the nation. The nation is 84% and we graduate about 77%. So however we can close the gap from an organizational perspective, again, these are people that are going to work, live, and play in our...
You want to keep them here.
Yes, we want to keep them there. We want to make sure that they're contributing to commerce and they're growing our overall marketplace. And
then come work here for your credit union.
Or become a member of our
there
credit
you go.
Union.
Yeah, that too. Even better, yeah.
So, yeah, that's how it kind of came to be.
Okay. Wow, really cool. All right, I want to wrap it up here. Any advice for other credit unions who want to do something really cool like this in their communities? Because I think this is fantastic. And it seems like there's... sky's the limit here because you could really expand this into other areas too.
Yeah, and we are looking at other local school districts, and
good
so it's great. Yeah. And because they see the benefit too. My advice to any other credit union would be really look for niches. Where can they give back? What isn't being currently done in their community? And go and do some partnership with them. The other thing, the Northwest Credit or the National Credit Union Foundation has done a lot of research in not only financial literacy from a school perspective, but also what does it do when you pair healthcare with financial literacy and the benefits that can make to the entire communities at large. And so that might be an opportunity for a credit union. You really have to look at what can you do, what's available to you, and what are you good at. And so by putting all that all together, that's why we chose this. But my suggestion to any other credit union would be like, what are you good at? What's not being done, and how can you make a difference in your community? And that's what I'd suggest to do. But if anyone wants to talk to us about what we've been doing or we can help in any way, we're more than happy to
do
so.
Well, I'll give them your contact info.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call Stacy.
Thank you. Yeah, call us.
Yeah, I just think this is a fabulous story. That's why I wanted to
come
on in
and
talk about it.
Thank you. You're so generous to us, and we really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
We'll keep up the good work, and we'll have
you
back on.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, visit us out here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's beautiful here.
Call
when the fog burns off, it's beautiful here.
Call us, or should I do? Call us.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Now, however you do it. So, all right, thank you.
Stacy, thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. Well done. Good job.